sects, you see, they never believed in reincarnation. So one day, Baba gets the pleasure, you see, to tell us about reincarnation. And what did he say? He says, there were Christians at the time, Mohammedans and Zoroastrians galore in his presence at the time. And there were Hindus who believed in reincarnation. They were also there in large numbers. So he says, you know, there is always this conflict in belief that there is no reincarnation. And I say, when they say that there is no reincarnation, and I say that I assure you that there is no reincarnation. This is what Baba said. And there are others who, like Hindus, they believe in reincarnation. And to them I assure that there is reincarnation. So you might wonder, on one hand I say there is reincarnation, in the same breath I say there is no reincarnation. How is it possible? How can you reconcile these contradictions? The Baba says there is no contradiction whatsoever. There is indeed no reincarnation. Why? Because mind is born once and dies once. It is the play of the mind. And because of the play of the mind, you have these forms. Just as Baba says that this body, now I have this body because of my mind. So I have this body. So with this mind and with this body, I go to sound sleep in the night. And when I wake up in this body again. And you don't call it a reincarnation. You call it that he is now awake from his sound sleep. Likewise, there comes a time, a stage for the mind, when it sleeps in one body and wakes up in a different body. And that you call it a reincarnation. But as such, there is no reincarnation. Mind is born once, mind dies once. And in between, there are many false such incarnations, you see. We call it many forms that are taken, which we call it reincarnation. But there is no such thing, intrinsically there is no such thing as reincarnation. Because it is all based upon the mind.